Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode for you on some more news that has occurred across the Twitch and YouTube sphere.
January 5th. 1 week. 1 week before I got banned, I messaged one Lily Pichu with an, "Hey, bruh, I'm going to need you to DMCA strike me. If you do it while I'm live on Twitch, it would scare a lot of people."
Yes, we have to have another news episode because a lot of stuff happened following what we addressed last week. So notably, we're going to talk about Toast. So last week, we addressed a meta that was all about the watching TV meta on Twitch, where people would watch different shows like MasterChef, and people would watch anime sometimes. Like Naruto, Avatar The Last Airbender, and Death Note. And at that point, really only what had happened is Pokimane had gotten banned because she watched Avatar The Last Airbender. Now, Disguised Toast, another streamer who was in Offline TV, a group that I really love, and I think you guys do too, had been watching a lot of anime. He'd been watching things like Naruto, Death Note, whole seasons of them, hours and hours and hours, and nothing had happened. Until shortly after that podcast, he got banned.
Toast got banned?
Toast got banned? Why did Toast get banned? Death Note?
Toast banned?
No!
Toast got banned?
No!
On the last episode?
My dude was playing with fire.
Oh, no, it happened. It happened. Did you guys get to finish the last episode or no?
No.
Dang, I guess the watching shows arc is over.
Literally so quickly after, which was insane. Crazy. So he got banned. And, you know, a lot of people are like, okay, this makes a lot of sense. He's been watching a lot of anime, you know, MasterChef at DMCA'd Hassan, Pokimane got DMCA'd and banned for Avatar The Last Airbender, so of course Toast is going to get banned for watching all these anime. So he goes on, and
goes on Twitter.
He says, well, I've been banned, I think. And everybody's like, oh, free Toast, free Toast. And then he said something later where he was like, oh, it's for a month. And everybody was like, wow, you know, Disguised Toast has been banned for a month. Now, this was a bit surprising because Pokimane only got a 2-day ban and Toast got a month ban. So people were a bit, you know, surprised by this. But they were definitely sending, like, you know, feelings out to Toast saying, oh, you know, I feel bad for you and all of that. Yeah, but, like, it kind of made sense in a way, because he had had multiple offenses, so it made sense that, you know, he was going to be banned for all this time, because he had these multiple offenses, and he'd watched so many hours of these shows. You're like, okay, this makes, like I said, this makes sense. But then, 2 days later, Toast posts on Twitter, and he says that he's going to be finishing Death Note in like 10 minutes. Now, there's shock for a couple of reasons here. So, yeah, people were surprised because one, he said a month and he says he's coming back in 10 minutes. That's weird. Second, he's going to finish Death Note? That doesn't make a lot of sense. Because why would you finish if you just got banned? So, I saw this tweet. I was just, like, in the space between homework and stuff. Then this tweet, I was scrolling through Twitter, and it came up on my timeline. I was like, what? Because I was very invested in the situation. As you know, I did an episode on it. So then I go when I look, and I go to see if, you know, well, what's happening. And I go to Toast Stream, and there's a countdown, and it's playing, like, music and stuff. And there's a reference to, like, Spaghetti Boy, because that's what Toast called. Allegedly called himself on the Offline TV podcast to avoid, like, actually getting in trouble. But, yeah, I was surprised. So then, yeah, continuing on, I wait for that 10-minute timer, and Disguised Toast comes on. And you're like, what? Is he just not going to care? What's happening? And he reveals, one, that he shows his new merch. I think he has a new sweatshirt and like a new sign or something. And two, he reveals this is all part of his plan. Now you may be doubting this, But what he shows is a text to Lily Pichu, another member of Offline TV, for a few weeks ago that asks her to DMCA strike him.
January 5th. 1 week. 1 week before I got banned, I messaged one Lily Pichu with an, "Hey, bruh, I'm going to need you to DMCA strike me. If you do it while I'm live on Twitch, it would scare a lot of people."
Now, for those of you who don't know, Lily Pichu makes really good music. She makes awesome music. Someday we'll have our last conversation and drink our last cup of coffee. That's really cool, and she usually lets any other streamer use for free. That's just how she works. But she still technically owns copyright over it. So what happened is Toast played that song on stream for a bit. No one would have expected him to get DMCA'd for it, because Lily never DMCA's people, much less her own friend. And then he began watching Naruto after. Expecting that, you know, he would get banned, and then it would scare people. Now, this was like a big reveal, big brain Toast. I was really surprised by this. I had almost no idea what was going on. I was like, what? It blew my mind. And he had the receipts to prove it. Let's be like, he was able to show that this was his intention the whole time. And he did mention that this had gone on longer than he had thought.
What was unexpected was how long it took to kick in.
And, that was a big surprise. And then later he says, oh, well, now we're going to finish Death Note. And it turned out to be, like, a parody animation that he had made in 2 days, where he and, like, Yvonne voiced everybody in the, the last 5 minutes, finish of the show. But it was all animated by, I think, some, YouTube animators and stuff like that.
Executed in just over 13 days. If he's still alive 13 days after writing the name, he'll be pardoned from execution. If we can work this out, this entire case will be solved.
That's what your plan is, Light Yagami? You're truly disgusting. You're certain that I would do anything to help Lisa save her life.
And then he just continued on streaming, you know? And, I don't know how I feel about this. I love Toast, as I said before. I think he's a really cool creator, but the first thing is, it was kind of a weird plan to go to that much trouble to, you know, show that, streaming anime is bad on stream, which obviously it is, but, I mean, I guess he probably expected to be DMCA-striked in 2 days if Lily filed the claim that long ago. That you wouldn't have to watch a week. But at some point, things just got out of hand, I think. Now, I don't know whether it's his fault, per se. He was obviously just trying to make a publicity stunt. One that puts his channel in jeopardy, because if he gets, three more strikes, he could get banned forever. So, I think the weird part about this is that the original idea... If Toast started watching anime, you know, got banned for, 2 days, he started watching Naruto one day, DMCA strike kicked in the next, he got banned for, 2 days, came back, and was like, oh, got you, you know, that would have been one thing, but it just went on this long, and then since he came back after that, you were like, what? Dude, really? And, that's out of his control, but it did feel a little weird as a viewer. That he'd almost, I don't know, you weren't cheated, but were taken advantage of it. You feel like there was a lot of unnecessary drama surrounding this. And it felt very extra and not needed. I understand what he was trying to do publicity-wise and Big Brain Toast-wise and changing the meta-wise. But it just was a bit, it was a bit odd. After Pokey got banned, you think he would maybe stop then, but I guess he was too committed at that point. And the other thing is, I don't think there was any reason about lying that you were banned for a month. At that point, Asan had been DMCA striked, Pokey had been DMCA striked, and they were both been banned for 2 days, or Pokey had been banned for 2 days, and everybody knew that you were not allowed to watch full-length television on Twitch. That had already been discovered. So at that point, it seems like Toast's punch that he was hoping to bring with this whole fake DMCA strike was kind of pulled from him. And then to come up with something else, he threw in like the month to make it still a big thing. And I just completely don't think that was necessary. He didn't say I was banned for a month. He said, see you in a month, which I guess he was like, oh, well, I will see you in a month. But that is the one, I think, part of the plan that I could, like, definitely place fault on him. The other is kind of the DMCA, Lily's DMCA strike taking a little too long, which really isn't his fault. Like, if that happened after 2 days, it would have been a funny prank. Like, whoa. But the month thing, I think, was a bit, I mean, just a little odd. I mean, as people have, like, said before, do I really care that Toast said he was banned for a month, and then he came back? No. Did it affect my life at all? No. Was it a bit weird? Yes. And now this affects none of my everyday life. I don't talk about it with anyone. I'm not, like, you know, constantly scrolling Twitter and Reddit looking for these intricate forums to yell my opinion at. I make a podcast, so, you know, I interested in YouTube in general, and since we covered it last week, I had to follow it. And yeah, it eventually turned into this beef with Rich Campbell and Toast, which wasn't really beef, they're chill. They were both kind of joking before and trying not to get the other in trouble. And it was just a situation, I think, that got out of hand and that maybe Toast should have reeled back a bit. And that's what I would probably say my final say on this situation is. Now, as for some other drama, I think it would be hard for me not to address. There's been some drama with Pokey going on the platform. Now, I'm not a drama frog. I know I have this podcast, and I know I talk about news and stuff a lot, but I kind of like to differentiate between news and drama. That's kind of like how I like to function. But I feel like it would be wrong of me to not mention this a bit. So I'm not going to use the other person's name. I'm just going to kind of keep it at the base point of the issue. Basically, another streamer was kind of harassing Pokey. They sent a bunch of people over to her chat to, you know, say L plus ratio, but it was harassment and it made Pokey end stream early. And yeah, then there was a whole war between fans on Twitter and other stuff like that. And all of it, as people were kind of pointing out, was a bit based in misogyny. Pokey is someone who is constantly targeted, and it's just not fun. Twitch is a very male-oriented space. I think we can all admit that, and we can all see that. Most people streaming on Twitch are males, and most Twitch viewers are male. So, Pokey and other female streamers kind of stand out in that sense. And there's a lot of bad stigma around it, which is unnecessary and is not validated in anything. And, you know, whether this drama be real or not, or just be clout chasing, I just, like, at the end of the day, I think what I'm going to say on this, because I don't want to get too drama-y, is just don't be, like, an asshole. I think that is the moral of the story at the end of the day. Streamers are people too. So in the same way your first grade teacher taught you not to bully people for what they like or what they enjoy, whether it be Hokey streaming, a female streamer streaming, or someone watching those female streamers stream, how is it affecting your life? Of course, some people may be jealous and all of that, but it's really unnecessary at the end of the day to just bring hate into this. People are playing video games. Video games. And this even goes to the basis of Toast and Rich. It's video games. People don't really care. Of course, if you do some messed up stuff, people are going to get angry. But there's no point to go and cause drama. And I think this kind of is a trend we're seeing on Twitch lately, where it's just like people have run out of stuff to do. There are not a lot of games out recently that amaze people. There's nothing out that's like, wow. And I think because of that, people are just have a bit more of a tendency to want to stir up the pot and cause some drama. Want to, you know, make a comment there, make a comment there. Toast, publicity stunts. The other creator going after Pokey. I think people just don't know what to do anymore. And it's their livelihood, so they're trying to create something. Which I just think is unnecessary. I think there are a lot of better ways to go about it. And I know coming up with ideas is hard for a lot of streamers who have been doing this for a while. But if it involves any type of like manipulation or hate, just stray away. And I think that's what we've learned on YouTube, on Twitch, and on online platforms in general. There's no point in doing that. No point in showing hate. And now, in a great transition, we are going to talk about Among Us. Valkyrie has had her last stream for a while.
All right. Well, this is it. 2 years. Thank you for 2 years. 2 year anniversary streaming on YouTube. Thank you so much. I appreciate every single one of you, no matter how much you've watched, even just like hanging out, following, subscribing, just being kind, even lurking. I appreciate it. It's been a great 2 years.
Now, this is because her YouTube contract is up. So she, when you're contracted to YouTube, you have to stream there for a certain amount of hours, and probably each month, and overall, and for a certain amount of years. So that contract ran out, so now she has to sign with either YouTube again, or Twitch, or somewhere else. I don't know what that would be, though. And she has to figure out what she's doing, but she's taking kind of like, I think, a break while everybody's sorting that out. I would say, in my opinion, I think Valkyrie would stick with YouTube. That's how I see it going. Now, I think Courage sticked with YouTube, and since they're both 100 Thieves and both joined at the same time, I kind of see it going that way. And I think there's a lot more of a community on YouTube, and she's built a large community on YouTube. That's where people know to find her now. She is the YouTube person that I just see her staying there, honestly. I don't see her going anywhere else. I also think YouTube would probably pay out well, since she was one of like the founding creators in their streaming space. She obviously wasn't the first to stream there, but she was a big part in creating that YouTube streaming community. Because a lot of people are loyal to Valkyrie, and they would go watch Valkyrie all the way on YouTube until she started getting an insane amount of viewers there. So I do think she'll be staying. She may be taking these weeks off just to work the contract out and other things like that. And maybe just take a break. Yeah. And, you know, as a bit of a send-off, the past 2 days, Valkyrie, Corpse, Tina, Toast, Pokey, Carl, Jacobs, I've all been playing Among Us. It's come back. These lobbies.
Where are the bodies? I'm not one of the Tina. Imposters. All right, look, guys. Let's just get this over with. Me and Toast already know it's Tina. Here's how. If Toast was the imposter, he'd be talking more. Otherwise, it'd be garbage content for a YouTube video. Because he'd be an imposter with no talking. There's no way it's Toast. That's how I know he's innocent.
Hang on, let me play
Tina. I already got the Death Note music going. I know it's DMCA free because you streamed the whole thing. Thanks for tanking that for us.
Anyway. Death Note music is not DMCA free.
What?
I specifically don't play that.
Bro, I've been playing this for a month already. I'm fine. Like, the point is, we know it's not Toast. He would have talked more if he was imposter for YouTube content. Tina wanted to be clear way too much last round. And
so did everybody.
This was very likely a double kill.
I think this is Wendy.
All right. I think it's Wendy and Tina.
You guys are fools. You don't know a damn thing.
We do Tina first.
All right, Why? Tina first. Men, get it done.
Oh, she's
now, Sakuno, I'm not sure how the viewership have been, but I don't want it to come back. If people are bored and prevents them from starting drama, it can come back. I'm fine with that. But in the same sense, I didn't miss Among Us. I think that it created a weird space because it's such a repetitive game. It is, but it's not. You can have tons of different situations, tons of different imposters, tons of different groups to play with. But after you watch, like me, your 20th toast, or more than that, your like 35th toast video, or, you know, you watched your like another hour of the Among Us stream, it gets a little old. Now, I haven't watched the new streams yet, so I can't really speak from that experience, but I just have had no interest in going back to this meta. I don't know what can reinvigorate the YouTube space. I think it's at a very weird point. I think, you know, I'm pretty sure ad revenue is down in January and February. There are no great games to stream. I think they're in a difficult position a bit. That's why, like I said, people are causing drama. But Among Us coming back, I don't think is the best solution. I think it's really fun to see, like, Carl and Tina and Ray and Toast and Pokey and Sakuno and Leslie all together in groups like that. I think that's really fun. And, of course, Among Us does generate some clips, which generates popularity, and there's a big cycle to it. But it's not really enchanting as it was anymore. And I saw this one, I tuned in at one point, where it was, like, Ray and, like, Tina and, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe like Carl. It's like, why do people stop playing? Why do people stop playing? And I think people stopped playing because it lost. At first, Among Us was competitive. The whole point was being good at it. Then everybody got at it. So the point was making bits. And then it got to a weird space where the whole thing was just a comedy thing. And like I said, if that's the only thing you can do, that's the only thing you can do. But I think we're at a time of innovation on Twitch. And I think the people who realize how to thrive here will thrive here for good. And I think that's going to be it for this week. Maybe we'll do an actual creator, and maybe I'll be able to set up that Discord server. There's no reviews this week, I already checked. But thank you for anybody who reviewed on, you know, without a comment, or reviewed on Spotify. I really appreciate that. I've been trying to get YouTube videos set up recently. So, you know, if you want to see me maybe in person talking, I'm looking at a camera right now, you can check out the latest YouTube video I released. What's happening basically is I'll release the podcast, you know, Sunday, if I'm on YouTube. Good. Today it's coming out Monday. And then the following, so I'll release the audio Sunday, and then the following week, the same day I release the new audio, I'll release the old video on YouTube. That's just the easiest pace I can keep up with things, I think. So I think that's it for this week. I will see you guys next time. Goodbye.